How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
It's not that important. If you embrace that Jesus' death on the cross had cosmic significance, that you can identify with that. In fact, since the early church, people have said this is a primarily important doctrine, but it's not a doctrine that gets you in or out of heaven. Your understanding of Jesus' death on the cross or the atonement, that's not what does it for you. So it's not that important.
That is a very odd thing for any church leader to say, but there's Tony Jones, a leader in the emergent church movement, who's, last year, I guess, wrote a book on the atonement. It's not that important, but he did see fit to write an entire book on his ideas on the atonement, saying, look, it may have been central, it may still be central, but it's not that important what you actually believe about Jesus' death on the cross. Is that true? And I find it just stunning. I've done this job for a long time. Many things no longer surprise me, but I am truly surprised at how quickly the emergent church movement got to this point. I thought it would be 25 years from now, but here we are only about 10, 15 years into the movement, and already some of its brightest lights are denying the atonement of Christ. How can that be? And how does that bode for the emergent church movement? Joining us to talk about the teachings on Christ's atonement by a prominent emergent church leader, Tony Jones, Chris Roseborough. He has a degree in religious studies from Concordia University, California, and he hosts a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Chris, I read your online exchange with Tony Jones on this subject, and before we get into his views on the atonement or lack thereof, one of the things that just struck me as really weird was that either Tony or whoever was administering his site wouldn't let you cite Bible passages in your responses. What in the world is going on?
Well, he claims that if I'm quoting Bible verses, that I'm copying and pasting them and from other sources, and then that's trolling. That's what he calls it. But I have a different view on this, and that is that the reason why he took those Bible verses down is because what he's offering as theology regarding the atonement has nothing to do with what the Bible says. It's all speculation and philosophy in his mind, and the Bible passages I posted on his website absolutely contradicted the things that he was saying, and he could not bear to be contradicted by God's word, so he, in order to save face, I think he took the verses down.
Okay, what's the emergent church movement, and what's Tony Jones' general place in the movement, before we hear from Tony Jones on the atonement himself?
Now, the emergent church movement, we haven't heard much from them in the past couple of years, but they're still around. They were basically a loosely affiliated network of young church leaders who were organized by Leadership Network to come up with a way of reaching postmodern culture, or people who were caught up in postmodernism, with Christianity. And what ended up happening is that these guys ended up buying into the basic epistemological premises of postmodernity, which is actually very irrational in its understanding of how we know things. And they ended up trying to syncretize Christianity with postmodernism, and they ended up losing Christianity altogether as a result.
Now, I want to hear from Tony Jones on the subject of the atonement, and he's hard to pin down. Most emergent church leaders are hard to pin down. But let's hear what he had to say recently about a theory of the atonement that he finds most appealing.
When Jesus goes to the cross, he shows the bankruptcy of that whole system. Violence does not cure anybody of their resentment. It never works. It's a dead end. And by God going to the cross, we look at Jesus on the cross and go, it doesn't work. The last scapegoat, he says. Not because he's the perfect scapegoat, but because he shows the whole system of scapegoating and bloodletting and violence to relieve pressure in society doesn't work. We have to find peaceful ways to resolve our conflict.
Chris, is Jesus hanging on the cross to show us that we have to find peaceful ways to resolve conflict?
I can't think of a single passage of Scripture that says anything remotely close to that. I mean, this is not how Christian theology and Christian doctrine is arrived at. In fact, one of the things I like about the Lutheran dogmaticians is that they make the point over and again that Christian theology or Christian theologians are very much akin to astronomers, and that is that Christian theology is an observed science. It's an observational discipline. That means that we have no data unless we have a sure and certain revealed word of God. And so Christian theologians are not to invent their own theology or speculate about why things are. They're to open God's word, read God's word, and see what he's revealed there regarding these things. But Tony Jones, long ago, jettisoned the authority of Scripture and is now literally trying to create Christian theology, at least he's trying to brand it as Christian theology, without even a single toe in the biblical waters to substantiate any of the claims that he's making.
Part of his argument is that there have been many theories of the atonement over the long course of Christendom's history, and he kind of implies thereby, I don't think I've ever heard him come out and say it, maybe you have, he kind of implies there that since no one's been able to agree, and this is a very clever emergent trick often played, since no one really agrees, no one really can agree, there really is no truth there to agree upon.
Yeah, it's like an all or nothing, either or proposition that he's put out there. But this is just, you know, kind of a postmodern parlor trick. And not only that, it's the liberals who are always the ones who are using the phrase atonement theories. There's not theories of the atonement. What we have in Scripture are different, literally, explanations and metaphors and word pictures to tell us the theological significance of what was happening when Jesus was suffering and dying on the cross. To a person who was walking through Jerusalem on that Good Friday, you know, that's a funny name for it, they would have seen Jesus suffering and, you know, and crying out and praying and all of this stuff, and there would be no theological explanation for what was going on there, except for maybe their assumption that, well, we thought this guy was the Messiah, he's suffering like any common criminal, in fact, the worst of them, so he's cursed, so maybe he's really not the Messiah. That would be the only theological speculation that I can come up with. But Scripture actually tells us through the Holy Spirit what Jesus was doing, what the theological significance is. And so we know that he was pierced for our transgressions, that his death on the cross propitiates the wrath of God, that he died for our sins, that he redeems us. These are all different words used by Scripture, and each of them pick up different facets of the theological depth and significance of the event of Christ's sacrificial, penal, substitutionary, vicarious atonement for our sins on the cross. It's not an either-or. You don't sit there and go, well, I see in Scripture there's this thing that looks like Christ was victorious through his death on the cross. That's called Christus Victor. So I'm going to take that one, and I'm going to just leave the rest. So Christus Victor, or Christ's victory on the cross, is actually part of the whole package of theological depth that's given to us in Scripture. These are not theories. These are what's revealed in God's Word regarding what was happening on the cross.
More alarmingly, and the thing that occasioned, I think, your initial conversation with Tony Jones on his denial of the atonement was a more simple statement that Jones put out recently. It was found on his blog. It's titled, "The Cross is Not Necessary, Questions That Haunt," where Jones wrote, "You're asking if God required Jesus' death. The short answer is no. No, Jesus' death was not required in order for human beings to be reconciled to God." All right, it's a pretty straightforward statement there. Is he saying what it sounds like he's saying, Chris?
Yes, he's exactly saying what he sounds like it's saying, and he's using a philosophical argument to basically say that because God can be defined a particular way as, you know, this type of a being, therefore it was not necessary for Jesus to suffer on the cross and all that kind of stuff. And that's nothing but pure philosophical speculation. And my issue with Tony Jones is, where did he get this information? How do you come up with a decisive conclusion that it wasn't necessary, or Jesus' death was not required in order for human beings to be reconciled to God? We have clear passages from Jesus himself on the road to Emmaus where he chastises his disciples, and he says, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer? And his argument is it was necessary, and he opens up the scripture and shows them this. And so, you know, what Tony Jones is literally doing is creating theology whole cloth, which you can't do as a Christian. I mean, call it philosophy, call it speculation, but don't say that this is Christian theology and that you can say with certainty that Jesus' death wasn't required. I wouldn't know one way or another unless God's word said so. And I think there's a compelling case that God's word says that it was absolutely necessary.
Is this why, with only about a minute here, is this why you won't find Tony Jones generally making biblical arguments for any of his more recent statements on the atonement?
Yeah, I think it would cramp his style. He has a particular philosophy and certain, quote, theologians that he likes, and they all just like sitting there pontificating and making stuff up and somehow building off of each other's ideas, but they never build these things on the Word of God. This is like building a house of cards or building a sandcastle knowing that there's a tidal wave coming in. This is silly.
Chris Roseborough is our guest. He has a degree in religious studies from Concordia University, California, and he's host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. We're talking about the teaching, most recent teaching from Tony Jones, a prominent emergent church leader, on Christ's atonement. I invite your questions and your comments as well on this Friday afternoon, March the 1st, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Higher Things assists in cultivating, encouraging, and promoting a distinctively Lutheran identity among their youth and young adults. To fulfill this mission, this summer, Higher Things has 3 conferences. You can find out more about these conferences at fromabove2013.org. The winter issue of Higher Things magazine is now available. This is a topical issue on church and state that you can read in its entirety on our website, higherthings.org.
Did you know that Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, sells CDs and audio downloads of teachings by some of the top Lutheran theologians in the country? Check out Logia's 99-cent download of the month at shop.logia.org. Shop.logia.org. You'll also find books published by Luther Academy and, of course, the quarterly Logia Journal at shop.logia.org. Continuing education for the confessional Lutheran, shop.logia.org.
Actually, as my book shows, there have been like about a dozen major ideas of how the math works that Jesus dying on a cross cleanses us of our sin. That theory of the atonement is modern. It's happened only recently because it happened really, it started with a guy named Anselm in the Middle Ages.
It's Tony Jones again, trying to explain away the biblical view of the atonement based upon some really rather shoddy and patchy history that he seems to have recently studied. Chris Roseborough is our guest, and we're talking about the teachings of Tony Jones on Christ's atonement. Chris is host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith, and Chris is also going to be speaking at the upcoming, this summer's, Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference on June the 14th and Saturday the 15th here in Collinsville, Illinois. Chris, it actually ties in with what we're discussing here because you're going to be talking about making the case against postmodernism in the church. What's in store for our attendees there at the conference this summer?
Well, I'm going to be making the case that postmodernity, rather than dying and going away, has actually become the default setting for the way people think in many of the churches today, especially the seeker-driven megachurches and others. And as a result of it, it constitutes a significant threat against biblical, historic, orthodox Christianity, because its epistemology is extremely irrational, subjective-based. And it's even a form of enthusiasm, you know, God withinism, that at the end of the day has as its project the eroding away and deconstructing of the historic Christian faith, because it does not like at all what historic Christianity teaches and confesses.
It's just a taste of what you'll get here from Chris Roseborough this coming summer at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. It's June the 14th and Saturday the 15th here in Collinsville, Illinois. Chris will be one of six speakers, including Rod Rosenblatt, Will Whedon, Suzanne Venker, Alvin Schmidt, and I'll be speaking there as well. Also, a live remote broadcast will kick off the conference on Friday on the 14th of June. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Craig a call, 618-223-8385. Ask about the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference this summer. Chris, we heard from Tony Jones before where he was talking about the death of Jesus not being required in order for human beings to be reconciled to God. Now, I'm trying to be logical here. He's either saying one of two things. There's another way that man is reconciled to God, not the death of Jesus. Or he's saying that man doesn't need to be reconciled to God. Which is it?
The second. In his book, A Better Atonement, he literally makes the case that the doctrine of original sin is a depraved doctrine, and as a result of it, this idea that we need to be reconciled to God is, he claims, it's a philosophical concept that was brought into the church via Augustine, and that he rejects it as a depraved doctrine. He actually he argues very much similar to the way Pelagius did and his theological cohort, and you know, he's clearly and unashamedly Pelagian, rejects the doctrine of original sin, and therefore the idea that the God, you know, the Christ suffered in our place, died for our sins, he absolutely rejects it out of hand, as well as Brian McLaren. I actually asked McLaren about this personally, a couple of years ago, and I said, well, Brian, what do you do with the passage from Isaiah 43 where it says that he was pierced for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities? And he looked at me straight in the face and he said, well, it all depends on what you mean by the word for. And then it began deconstructing the word for, so that it doesn't mean that actually, you know, our sins were laid upon him, despite the fact that the text says it. This is what the emergent leaders, Tony Jones, Doug Padgett, and Brian McLaren and others all have in common, is this violent, vehement denial that human beings are sinful by nature and need to be reconciled to God, despite all of the clear passages in Scripture that say that.
Are you surprised? I expressed it before, and we've talked about the emergent church with you for the better part of a decade. Are you surprised that it's come this far this fast?
No, I'm not. And let's just put it this way, is that I think a good way to describe postmodernity is that it is one of the signs of decay within the greater society. And postmodernism decays at a quicker rate than other aberrant ideas and ideologies. And the conclusions were already, inevitable when they jettisoned the authority of Scripture, began attacking and deconstructing Scripture. It was just a matter of time, and they were on an accelerated track because they deny Kant's critique of reason, in their epistemology, and so because they're irrational and emotive and subjective in their epistemology, they got there a lot quicker because they don't have the rational constructs that would slow people down.
So, how influential would you say are the ideas of a Tony Jones with his new book, A Better Atonement, and his latest missives on the No Need for Jesus on the Cross?
Well, Tony Jones is making something of a comeback. Sound bites that you played today were actually from an interview on a mainstream evangelical television program called The Harvest Show. And so he's getting more speaking engagements in evangelical circles to come talk about his book, A Better Atonement. So Tony Jones is having a little bit of a comeback. He's kind of been resuscitated, and it's important to note that he is a seminary professor at Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. So not only is he, making the rounds teaching this stuff to different evangelical churches, but he's also impacting the next generation of evangelical pastors, at least the ones who go to seminary. Many of the seeker-driven churches pull from Fuller almost exclusively. So he's having a huge impact, and will have an impact that's pretty great for the years to come.
Well, I mean, I asked you about, are you shocked that they've come this far this fast on denying the atonement? More to the subject that you've been dealing with in our conversation, Fuller used to be considered kind of the Bible college par excellence for the up-and-coming, bright, good-looking pastor. Mm-hmm. And it used to be considered, at least for a time, a bastion of ideas like biblical inerrancy. Sounds like a degree from Fuller doesn't guarantee any of that anymore.
No, and not even close. In fact, if you have anybody who has their degree from Fuller, you're going to want to spend a lot of time really digging down deep into the nuances of the theology to see if they've really bought into the ideas of men like Tony Jones. And they have these very clever ways of, on the one hand, affirming that the scriptures are important and that they take them seriously, all the while denying practically everything important that the scriptures say.
What is Tony Jones' real source of authority, whether he admits it or not?
Himself. Tony Jones' source of authority is Tony Jones, and that's the problem. And, his ideas, his theology, his creativity, his innovative ideas are the basis for his own theology, and that's really what it boils down to. He is his own authority, and he's pit his reason and his ideas and his theology against the theology that's revealed in the Word of God and inspired by the Holy Spirit.
When our listeners either pick up the book or they hear it elsewhere, you mentioned his influence through Fuller or on evangelical broadcasting, when they hear Tony Jones say, Jesus was hanging on the cross, Jesus was dead on the cross, to send a message to us that violence isn't the answer and we need to find a peaceable way of reconciling all of our conflicts, what's the best response, biblical response, that our listeners should give to that? About a minute here, Chris.
I would simply ask a deconstructing question. Where did you get that from, and why should I believe it? And when you ask that question, you immediately reveal the source of that statement is not the inerrant Word of God, because there's no biblical passages that say anything of the sort. What you get then is that that's just the ideas of the man making the statement. In other words, the question is, who are you going to believe, God's Word and his apostles and the prophets, or are you going to believe Tony Jones? And who's Tony Jones? According to Scripture, the faith was once delivered to the saints, 2,000 years ago. Tony Jones is a man in his mid-40s. why should we believe such a young upstart as him has somehow got an inside track on men like the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter or the prophet Isaiah? He doesn't. And so because all Scripture is, say, a new stuff, God breathes, we can trust it. It's inerrant, and it tells us what Jesus was doing on the cross. And if your ideas contradict the Word of God, you're the one with the problem, not God's Word.
With only about 20 seconds here, what's on the docket tonight on Fighting for the Faith, Chris?
I will be talking about Perry Noble's sermon prep. I don't know if you know this, but he spends a lot of time studying comedians like Jeff Foxworthy and Dunham, you know, and other people like that, because it's all about trying out his jokes prior to going on stage to deliver his sermon. So we'll be talking about Perry Noble's sermon prep.
Folks, you can listen to Fighting for the Faith right after the conclusion of Issues, Etc. at piratechristianradio.com. That's piratechristianradio.com. Chris Roseborough has a degree in religious studies from Concordia University, California, and he hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
When we come back, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. on this Friday afternoon. We're going to spend some time with Pastor Wiley Smith. He has recently preached a sermon that I just found fascinating in answer to the question, what is the sacrament of the altar? And we're going to try and take it apart. You know, the modern American way of thinking about ourselves is that we are spiritual beings who happen to inhabit a material plane. Does that mean, and that's the modern wisdom, does that mean that the Lord's Supper is just a spiritual experience? We'll answer that question in hour two. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Hear us who might deceive us.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.